Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God.
There is only one you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you that there's only one Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, we thank you this morning that you are beautiful, that you are faithful, O God, that you are righteous, that you are holy. O my Father, my Savior, my Redeemer and my soon coming King. I thank you this morning, O God, for life. Lord, I thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, giving us the activities of our limbs, and ordering our steps with your word this morning. I pray, O God, that you would speak to us as you speak through your servant, as they yield to you, and we yield to your word this morning. We ask your God to speak to them. Touch their eyes, their ears, and their lips of clay, that they might see and hear and speak your truths, O God. Father, as they decrease, Lord, I pray this morning that you would increase in a majestic way, O God, in a sovereign way. Father, we ask that you would, O God, heal those that are sick under the sounding of my voice, in their bodies, in their minds, Lord, in their spirit, in their heart, Lord. Heal this morning, God, those that are in the sick bed, Lord, that had bad reports from the doctor, Lord. Lord, we ask you to heal, O God. Lord, heal eyes and ears and lips and feet and hands and kidneys and livers and hearts. Lord, we ask you to heal. Blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, Lord, we ask you to heal gout. Lord, we ask you to heal, God, whatever need to be healed this morning, because you are Jehovah Rapha. Lord, we ask you, as we know, you have already anointed the airways. You have sanctified the airways. You have sterilized the airways, that your word might go forth with power and authority, like a sickle, like a two-edged sword, that it would cut going in and cut coming out, as you heal your people this morning. Save and sanctify those that call upon your name this morning, O God. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Apostle and Bishop of Washington, and allow the Lord Jesus to use you this morning for his glory. Come on.
Greetings, saints of God. Greetings to everyone. Greetings. We greet you with love today, as always. Glory to God. And unfortunately, Bishop will not be with us this morning. again, he's not feeling well. And so, but God is with us all and God is with him. Amen?
Amen.
So glory
Amen.
To God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord today, regardless to what's going on.
Amen. Let's just pray for Bishop. Apostle, let's just pray for Bishop now before we go into the message. Father Amen. God, we thank you and praise you, O God, for you are God, the yes. God that sit high yes. and see low. And Father, we recognize yes. there's nothing that happened on earth that heaven does not know. God, there's no sickness
Amen.
That heaven cannot heal. Oh, God, we lift up
yes.
our brother, your son, before you this morning. Whatever is attacking
yes.
his body right now, God, Lord, we put it in your
yes.
hand. The safest place
yes.
for him to be is in your hand. Oh, God, we put him because you are the God that healeth. You're there.
Yes.
You are Jehovah Rapha,
yes.
the God that healeth thee. And, Father, we
yes,
know,
God,
that you're going,
yes.
you're strengthening your son right now, even as we
oh,
lift up his
yes,
name,
yes,
James
yes.
Washington, of Slidell, Louisiana. We lift him up before you right now and we place him at the foot of the altar. Lord, spiritually, we place him at the foot of the altar of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And just like the woman with the issue of blood pressed in to touch you this morning,
yes,
touch the hem of your garment, we are pressing in to touch the hem of your garment for our brother, for your son,
yes,
Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
and
yes.
Father, we know that you will not disappoint us. We know you will not disappoint us because we are calling, as you said,
yes.
call and you will answer. Seek and we will
yes.
find. Knock and the door will open unto us. So, Father, we are thanking this morning. We
yes,
thank
yes,
you
yes.
now for wrapping your arms around your son. Thank you for anointing him with the healing balm of Gilead. Right now, Jesus, touch him
yes.
right now, right now, right now, right now. God, subside. Cause everything to subside that is trying to attack his body and give him strength that he will come
yes.
back to the place where he needs to be to lift up your holy name. In Jesus' holy name,
yes.
God, we claim it, finished, complete. Oh, God, restoration is taking place right now in his body. And, Father, we
yes.
declare it right
yes.
now. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle. Thank you
yes.
so much for allowing me to pray. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. And thank you, Apostle. We thank God,
God,
healer. And we're thankful to God for all of you on the line this morning. We have come
thank
to
you.
Worship the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We honor him
yes.
with our
yes,
voice,
Lord.
Our
Amen.
Life. We honor him with everything we have that he has given us. We give
yes,
back
Lord.
To the Lord. Everything that he gives is a blessing. Glory
Amen.
To God. We especially thank God for his sacrifice that he made for every sinner to
Amen.
Be saved, to be able to live a life of life
Amen.
Freedom,
Amen.
Freedom from the wicked wiles of the enemy, from
yes,
the wickedness,
yes, yes.
from the grip of Satan. You know, we just thank God for that. Glory be to God. We thank God for those that are saved, and we are praying for those that are unsaved. Glory be to God. The sermon topic is the unsaved.
Yes,
the unsaved.
Lord.
And there was a time when we were all unsaved.
Amen.
Glory be to God, when we all were unsaved.
Amen.
Even now, some of us
Lord.
Were saved. We fall short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. And we must ask God to wash us every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, we've got to go to God and ask for forgiveness. Amen. Glory to God, because we fall short. We may have thought something or done something that was not like God, that we're not even aware of. And so we ask God every day to cover us and to help us so that
yes.
we don't fall into temptation. So we do that through prayer, like Jesus said. He commanded that we pray. Hallelujah. He said if we
Hallelujah.
Didn't pray, we don't pray that we would fall into temptation. We would be in danger of that if we would not pray. Glory be to God. So it's very important that we pray. Many are unsaved and many are asleep.
Yes, yes, yes.
Many are asleep. The disciples were sleeping. He brought them with him to pray
yes.
with him.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Before he went to
right.
the cross, before that time when he would have to carry that cross and suffer
Amen.
Under Pilate, glory to God. And he did suffer, but he brought them with him, and he asked them to pray. So it's very important that we pray. We see that in the Bible, that Jesus made it very clear that if we did not pray, we would fall into that temptation.
Amen.
And he, you know, so every time he went there, you all know the story, most of our Bible readers on the line, when he went to the disciples, they were asleep. They were asleep every time he went, three times. And each time he went to check on them, they were not praying. They were asleep. And that's huge. That's a huge thing right there, what God is showing us. The revelation is that the people of God, God wants to know that the people of God can fall into temptation.
Amen.
Even the elect can fall into temptation. Mm-hmm. Even the elect can mess up.
Yes.
And not pray enough, not give enough, not live exactly the way God said to live. And it can be done through Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
So when I hear sleep, it's why people are unsaved, because people are sleeping. People are not paying attention to the signs of the times. People
Amen.
Are not paying attention. Even though we see all of the evil in the world, we're still going about our lives like there's
mm-hmm.
nothing going on. We're still partying. We're still doing the things we want to do, and we don't have God in mind. The only thing many people have on their mind is what we want to do.
Amen.
We want to do that feel-good thing, that thing that makes us feel satisfied inside. But if it's not Jesus, if Jesus is not the one causing us to feel satisfied, that means that there's a void there. That
Amen.
People are not totally saved the way they are supposed to be. So it came to my mind yesterday, and I know it was the Holy Spirit, when I hear the word sleeping, when it says that the church is sleeping.
Come on now.
Talking to his church, and before Jesus had a supper. There was a supper going on, the last supper. Jesus was at the table with his disciples. Many of us know this story. He's at the table with the disciples, and they're having supper with Jesus. How sweet it is, how beautiful it is when we come to commune with God, when we come to get together like we're doing today. We're not forsaking the assembly of our brethren, our brothers, our sisters. We have come together. We've come to the table. Hallelujah. We've come to the table to be with our God. Even though he is with us, he said we must come together. Hallelujah. We know he's present in us. We know he's abiding in us. If
Hallelujah.
Saved, he said, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. I am the vine and you are the branches. We are a branch of God. So he had his people around him, his disciples, and he's telling them, it's a Passover supper. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb.
Amen.
He's the reason why we can get over. Hallelujah. Because
Come
he's
on
the
now.
Passover lamb. He's the reason why we can get over and go to that place one day that
yes,
he has
Lord.
Prepared for us. Glory to God. But the unsaved person don't understand that. They have to get that understanding from the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
Must come upon us so we can have the good understanding that we need. Our sister preached that, Prophetess Millie preached that the other day about the Holy Spirit. It's much needed that we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is the truth, what she said. Jesus is our Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He was the Son in spirit and truth. So anyway, the disciples are at the table with Jesus, and he's administering communion. Blood and the wine, which the blood, it represents the blood. The wine represents the blood of Jesus. We know that's elementary. And
yes.
the bread represents his body that was broken for us.
Amen.
But what happens is Jesus is administering, but he's telling them not to forsake. You know, not to forsake doing this. He
mm-hmm.
said, do this and remember, as often as you will, do this in remembrance of me, right?
Yes,
that means as often as you will, our will has to line up with God.
Amen.
Our will must line up with the will of God. Otherwise, we will stay unsaved. We will stay not doing what God ask us to do. We're not going to be with God in everything we do. So
thank
you can't
you,
do this in remembrance of me. But I wanted to say about the disciples sleeping, because many are sleeping. God, you know, the Bible says that communion, those
mm-hmm.
that take communion, they will sleep.
Yes.
If they don't examine their heart.
That's right.
That we will sleep.
Yes.
That means we will stay dead. If we do not examine ourselves and do what's right, before we take communion, we must examine. We must repent of anything that we have done that's not like God. But when I hear communion, I hear getting together with our brothers and our sisters like they were at that table. Amen?
Amen.
I want to hear, because the Holy Spirit dropped it in my heart, that when people are asleep, like the disciples were asleep there, they weren't in full communion with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They weren't doing what he asked them to do. Communion means that I come in the name of Jesus. I'm here with Jesus. I'm hearing his word. And you know, so the church has to stay awake. But here's the thing. The whole, many of God's people are asleep.
Amen.
Jesus is because we don't have enough communion with Jesus Christ. Communion
mm-hmm.
is not just taking of the bread and the wine.
All right now.
Hear me here. Communion is looking into God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Communion
yeah.
is doing that meditation
yes.
on the word of God.
Yes.
Communing with God is doing what God said to do. That's mm-hmm. communion too. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
When we pray, praying to God is communing with God.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying to God. We're in the relationship, and we know we must pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be quiet before the Lord. He said, be still and know I'm God. Be still in our minds. Be still. Stay on the word. Stay in tune with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One that can keep us going. So when we see Jesus talking to the disciples, he said, be careful lest you fall into temptation. Hallelujah. Mm.
Yes.
Because there's that voice of Satan. That voice of Satan is always talking. He loves to talk.
Because
he gets in our head. Hallelujah. He gets in our head. And if we decide we're gonna stay on that merry-go-round with Satan, we're gonna have a life that's full of trouble.
Yes, yes.
Where Jesus Christ is not there. God says he is a help in a time of trouble.
Yes.
If we are not in tune with God, if we're not communing with God, not doing what's right, we are asleep. We are not awake in the spirit.
My.
And that's what he was sharing with me on yesterday, mm-hmm. that the reason why people are unsaved, even those who claim to know me, claim everything in my name and do everything and they do things in my name, but they're still not walking with God.
All right now.
Not communing with God. That's what we're talking about. The unsaved man that is not.
Say that now. Say that.
Like
you right. Yes, Lord.
The church yes. has been falling away since the beginning of time.
Amen now.
And the reason why we're falling away, because we're being swayed by the devil. My God, we're listening to the voice of the devil.
Yes,
this
yes.
This is what happened. The enemy put those disciples to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we admit it, how many times do we fall asleep in prayer?
That's right.
How many times, even on prayer line,
mm-hmm.
on blog talk, we hear people snoring?
Yes, Lord.
We hear people sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just by chance that has happened. And I'm being honest, I've fallen asleep too.
Yes.
See, I'm willing to admit I need all the help I can get.
I know that's right. I know
I
need.
Some people not going to tell you. That is me sleeping. Some people not going to tell you, even in church. Have you seen people nodding in church sleeping?
Amen.
The preacher preaching, hollering to the top of his voice, and people sitting in the pew sleeping. Or they're on their phones. They're on their computers. They walk
Jesus.
Out of church to take a smoke break. They walk out of church to get on their phone because somebody is texting them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're texting people. All this is going on. That's called sleeping. That's
Jesus.
Called not awake in the spirit.
Right.
And that's why many people are still not saved.
the body.
Amen.
We must work out our own salvation. I'm going somewhere with this. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit had me to connect those two things. When Jesus was at that table with his disciples, hallelujah, he was in fellowshipping, they were fellowshipping together, and they oftentimes did that. And Jesus said, as you will, do it. But he said, as you will. We have to have that mindset that I'm going to do what I have to do to stay with Jesus, to stay in the house of blessing, to stay where I'm protected, to stay where I'll hear the voice of my Savior. We got to stay there in our minds, because that's where the devil, that's his playground. In the people's minds. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So Jesus said we're in danger when we fall asleep. Glory be to God. In the church, many of the churches are asleep. Many
Praise God.
The church, the people of God are asleep. You know, we look alive, we look well, all of that, but many are asleep. And
Amen.
God showed me a vision quite a few years ago about his church being asleep. He had me pay attention. He put me in a church where the music wasn't right. Nothing was in order. And I'm like, what is this? But he let me know that the church is out of order. The music is out of order. Many of the pastors are out of order. Many, many are asleep. A long time ago, he showed me that I was the altar, even the way the altar was set up, it was out of order. And I'm not going to go through everything that he showed me, but it's very prevalent for today. He showed me years ago, but here's the thing. We got to wake up.
Amen.
And the only way we're going to wake up is if we give God the time that's required. If we decide that I'm going to go all out for Jesus, I'm going to do, God, I need you to help me to do this. So when we think of communion, let me get back there. When we think of communion, think of it as being with your brothers and sisters.
Yes, yes, yes.
As giving God the praise and the honor that he deserves, communing with God, doing what God said to do is communing with God. It's communion.
Yes, yes, yes.
Communion is coming together. Hallelujah. Most importantly, we must partake of the bread and the wine, yes, because it'll keep us in remembrance of God. But God wants us to remember everything. Remember what he did. Remember the sacrifice that he made. Hallelujah. And if we the sacrifice that God made, remember the things that he told us to remember, then we will definitely stay awake. We'll be awake.
My.
The Holy Spirit will help us to continue to walk in the ways of God. So the unsaved man is not communing with God. They're communing with Satan. They're hearing the voice of the one who is a liar. That's
my
who
Lord.
Is. My God, we got to hear the voice of truth, which is Jesus Christ. He
Amen.
Said, please hear my voice, and a stranger they shall not follow. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus rebuked them in that place, in that garden. He rebuked them because you allowed the enemy to put you to sleep. It was the
Jesus.
Enemy that does that.
My Lord.
People are tired sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stay awake in prayer. Can't stay awake in church. Can't stay awake and do what we're supposed to do. Because we're sleeping if we're not saved. We're sleeping. We're not awoke. We're like the dead. When people die, they're asleep. Amen.
Amen.
When they're asleep, there's no more life in them. They're gone.
Jesus.
But when we go, we want to go with Jesus. We want to go to that place where he has prepared for us. So remember, when you think of communion now, when you come on this line on Blog Talk, just say, I'm going to take some communion today. I'm going to have me some communion today. I'm going to go sit down. I'm going to sit down on the phone. I'm going to pay attention to what the preacher is saying, because if the preacher is speaking the word of God, that's Jesus. The word is Jesus Christ. Amen. The word is God. Amen. So
Amen.
We're listening to the word. We're listening to the sermons. We're listening to the word if it's sound doctrine. We want to make sure that we're listening to those preachers that are preaching sound doctrine, those teachers that are teaching, hallelujah, teaching the word that God gave us to teach. Amen. So when
Amen.
We do that, we know. know we're in the right place. Glory be to God. And also when we're on the line, my God, we got to pay attention to our phones.
Yes.
My God, not on purpose. Many of us don't do it on purpose. We don't leave the phone on mute, we don't just take our phones off mute on purpose. Many of us don't. Some people may, because they may want us to hear the negative things that they want to say. They may want us to hear it. But nevertheless, you know, I'm not going to go there. But I have heard things. I have heard people say ugly things, and they do it in church. I've heard people talk about us with the phone off mute.
Jesus.
Talking about the people of God. Just the other day, I heard a comment about the preacher.
Jesus.
You see, that's when we are not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
We got our mind on things that is not has nothing to do with the word.
Amen. My Lord.
So if we have private thoughts about things, we got these thoughts on our mind about our brothers and sisters. But when we off mute, God lets us know who's saying it. God lets us know there's people on the line that's saying things and that they don't have our best interests in mind.
Amen.
God lets us know. God exposes those things. I'm telling y'all.
Amen.
I listen to the word, even when I'm not on the line. I went back and listened to the word, and I heard two people making negative comments because this is what God allows us to know.
Amen.
He allows us to know, hallelujah, those ones that are not totally with us. He allows us to know. That's right. I'm saying that. I'm not fussing at anybody. I'm just telling the truth. We're constantly saying things about Jesus, constantly claiming that I love Jesus. Well, we better love our brothers and our sisters, and we should, I won't say better. It's best that we do, because I don't sound like I'm commanding nobody. Jesus is our commander. He's the commander in chief. God gave the commandments. And today we're talking about people that are not saved, the unsaved person, the one that has now been backslidden, the one that claims to love their brothers and sisters, but they really don't. My God, we're supposed to be there for our brothers and sisters. We're supposed to say the things that encourage them and not say things to take them down, not say negative things to take them down. My God, you know, because maybe sometimes when we say things, it may have some truth in it, but it's no place for it in the church.
My Lord.
There's no place for that. It's time out to church to hear the word of God and not look at Susie and John and Joe and all these people and
glory.
And be nosy and gossipy in the church.
All right.
That's
now.
That's not why we come. We come to hear the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Because we need to get better.
Glory.
We're supposed to get closer to God. We're supposed to have the mindset, I want to be closer. Mm-hmm. So what we do, we commune with God. But we got to examine ourselves. The Bible says we should examine ourselves. God
is
talking about examining yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Examine yourselves every day.
Amen.
To examine, what are we saying? What are we doing? God, is it something that I do that don't please your Lord? Is it something that I'm saying that I ought to not say, God?
My.
And then when he brings it to us, most of the time we know, but we got to repent of it. Unless we're going to be acting like the unsaved or even worse because we claim to know Jesus. That's even worse. The Bible says so much is given, much is required.
Amen.
Much is given. God has given much. My God. And much is required of us.
Mm-hmm.
So next time when you go to take communion, God said people have to examine themselves. And if we don't, fall asleep.
It's right now.
They're sleeping
because
there's no examination.
All right.
So can we go throw some water on our faces and stay awake? Can we keep our phones muted?
Jesus.
Keep our phones muted and not say things that can cause people to get offended. That's something that's big in church. People stand right in front of you and say things to offend you.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Some are behind your back saying it.
Jesus.
I'm just talking about what goes on in church. It goes on in church more than anywhere.
Jesus.
On a Sunday morning and on Bible study, there's much talk, much negativity. I've heard it and I've seen it. I'm not talking about what I don't know. But, you know, it's bothersome. But I know Jesus hear everything, but God wants us to hear. He wants us to hear what we're dealing with. He wants us to hear those things that are being said.
My.
Because, number one, let it be a lesson. Don't
come on now.
Don't allow yourself to go there.
Jesus.
Think of it this way. I want to see things. I want to see people get better. You know, I want to help my brothers and my sisters. I don't want to have no beef with them. I don't want to have no animosity in my heart. Come, you know, when we come to Black Talk, this is a church line. God is on this line. God is not sleeping when we all Black Talk.
All right now.
He's not sleeping at all. He don't slumber. He don't sleep. And he's sure not going to change. Because we want to do things a certain way. I've heard it too many times, and it needs to stop. And I feel like this, Apostle Calendar. People of God, we don't like what Block Talk is doing, or if you don't like what you see in the church, just leave. Walk out.
Jesus.
Rather than say something negative, rather than gossip, rather than say something terrible about one of your brothers and sisters, just walk out. Just hang up.
My.
Get off the phone and then go say all you want to say. Get on the phone with somebody else and talk about other people. But it shouldn't be in the church. God is not pleased with that. This is a church line. Amen?
Amen.
I heard it twice this week. Twice this week. I don't know about y'all, but I heard it twice. The Lord let me hear what I need to hear. He will allow us all to hear. Even we can hear when people don't speak sometimes. We feel the spirits that's on the line. We feel the spirits that are in the church.
All right now.
The spirit of discernment. It comes with a spirit of discernment, which is what we need to have so that we can stay saved, so that we can stay in God's house and not be backslidden. The unsaved man is what we're talking about. I know the Holy Spirit gave me this to talk about yesterday.
All right now.
And to stay on this subject because God is not pleased with it. And they come down on the church, the people of the church, because we are the church. People don't like the truth. People don't want to hear the truth. Most people want to think I'm all good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all good. Only God is all good.
That's right.
Only God is all good and perfect. But we can do the perfect thing, which is doing the word of God. If we stay in the will of God, that's the perfect thing. But we have to be, we have to have the will to want to follow God at all costs.
We have to
be bold and courageous and say what we need to say. And keep it in line with the word of God. Jesus said, many will sleep. We will sleep if we don't do what we're supposed to do. Prayer is a weapon. But guess what? Everything else that's not of God is also a weapon.
All right.
It's also a weapon. It's those destructive weapons. The word of God will not destroy us. The word of God destroys every yoke. Makes every crooked place straight.
Amen.
Destroys the chain. We don't want God to just break the chain. We want him to destroy it.
Because
we don't want it to be put back together.
Come on now. Come on now.
We want God to destroy everything that's not like him.
Amen.
And so we're going to look today for our meditation in the word of God today. Let us turn to the first Psalm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let us turn to the first Psalm. Amen.
All right now. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The very first song.
Amen.
It's okay.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The book of wisdom.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank you, Lord.
You on Psalm 1 for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God, are you there? Let me know. Say
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God, wake us up, God. Wake up your church, God. For our meditation today, again, I say, is in Psalm 1. God in Psalm 1 has given us a picture here of the saved and the unsaved man. Are you with me?
Amen.
He describes the man who is a Christian Amen. And the man who is not a Christian. So you see, it's not apostle is preaching today about what God said. He describes the man who is the man or the woman who is a Christian and the man and the woman who's not a Christian. God tells us about the life that is blessed and the life that is not blessed. Let us read our song. Follow, follow. And it begins by saying, blessed is the man who walks not to love the ungodly.
All right now.
Nor stands in the way of sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Yes.
He delights in it.
Amen.
He loves it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He want to do what pleases God.
Amen.
And in his law, he does meditate day and night.
Mm-mm-mm.
And this is what God says here. He says, and ye shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Talk about it all the time. That bring forth his fruit in his season. See, there are seasons in our life. Hallelujah. Just like the seasons change and the weather changes, seasons change in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We go through tough seasons. We go through seasons when everything is calm and quiet. We go through different seasons, but God is with us through them all. The Bible says here also that his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. And remember, if you were with us in the last sermon in part one, this is part two of the unsaved.
All right, now.
I talked about the tree, and I talked about if that tree is not fed properly,
if that
tree is not treated for any disease that tree may have, that tree is going to die definitely because the fruit on that tree or the leaves and whatever that tree is supposed to be doing, it's not going to do it anymore. It's going to get rotten. It's going to die because it does not have the proper nutrients. It doesn't have what it needs at all.
That's right.
Jesus cursed a tree that was not bearing fruit. He cursed that tree.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it would never come back again.
Jesus.
He cursed it because he was hungry and this tree looked so beautiful. It was luscious green. All the leaves were green. Hallelujah. But the tree was not bearing the fruit. The tree wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And as we are trees, if we're not doing, it's symbolic. It's a metaphor. See, God uses these metaphors and these examples in the Bible so that we can relate. We can relate to a tree. We can relate to flowers. We can relate to things we can see. So God gives us this metaphor of this tree. Our leaves are going to be luscious and green, he's saying in his song.
My Lord.
If we meditate day and night on the word of God, then we will bear fruit in that season, and our leaves shall not wither. That means we will prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will stay luscious. We will have that anointing on us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have that eye salve on our eyes like I talked about last sermon. My God, we're going to have the anointing. We're going to have the oil of the Lord flowing from us. Glory be to God.
My.
We're going to stay prospering in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what I'm saying here is that when the tree is diseased, and we, as we look at the symbol of us being like a tree, sin is disease. Sin is like a cancer.
Amen.
Sin is a sickness that can only be healed by the bloodshed of Jesus Christ, receiving him as our Savior, and then living the word, not just giving the word lip service here. We got to live the word. We hear it, then we do it. Then we will stay luscious and green and bear fruit in our season. Hallelujah. And while
we're going through
the rough times, when it's on the rough side a little bit, when we're on that rough side of life a little bit, Jesus is still with us to calm the storms. He's still with us to help us get through. Hallelujah. He said,
amen.
Yes, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He says, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So while you're going through, God is still got your table spread. Your table is spread with everything that God promised. Hallelujah. It's all there. And all we got to do is partake of it. It's there. And the enemy have to watch us be blessed even while we're going through.
Oh, all right now.
Hallelujah.
We'll bless his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus, what he does, my God, he cursed that tree that wasn't bearing fruit.
All right.
Symbolic of what's going to happen to the unsaved. They're going to be thrown in a lake of fire.
My.
That's what it's symbolic of. It's cursed. Cursed is the man that walks among the ungodly. Cursed is the man that walks against walks in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. Cursed. So the tree was cursed, and the disciples just marveled at it. Jesus said, it's of no good. It's no good.
No.
Because it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
That's
it's
right.
No good. It's not evergreen. It's not bearing no fruit.
My God.
Bear fruit. Now, that tree was alive. God is telling us, if we meditate, you know, on his word day and night, we'll be planted by the rivers of water that bring forth the fruit. Our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper.
Amen. That we say. That's what he said.
I reward those who diligently seek me. Don't you want to prosper in all things? In
all things.
As the soul prospers, don't you want to prosper? That comes from that one who's seated in heavenly places, Jesus Christ, and not seated, hallelujah, in the way of sinners. We're seated in places with Christ Jesus, and we're going to share in his throne, my God, hallelujah. We talked about it last time. So the ungodly are not so. They are like the shaft which the wind just drives away.
No.
The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. We can't stand in the congregation of the righteous. What does that mean? That means you're not standing. That means you're not standing. We're doing things that we shouldn't be doing. How do we stay steadfast in the word of God? By doing what he says, right?
Amen.
So it says we're not standing, because we're standing in the way, those who are standing in the way of the ungodly, seated with the ungodly, they're not standing on the word of God. Shall not stand.
That's what you said.
If you're ungodly, you shall not stand. You cannot stand.
Jesus.
Because we're ungodly. We cannot stand on the word of God and be steadfast.
Amen.
Because we're among the ungodly. We are doing what the ungodly want to do. I'm not pointing my fingers at no particular person.
Jesus.
Talking to who I'm talking to.
My.
The Lord knows the way of the righteous.
Yes.
The way of the ungodly shall perish.
That's what you say.
We talk about it. We said the last time I talked about the different ways we perish.
Jesus.
This is just part two. Now, me personally, I don't see how anyone can miss the teaching here.
Amen. Now,
I can't see how we can miss what God is saying here.
Yes.
Either we're walking holy, are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Living for God, are we not? That's what walking holy is.
All right now. All right.
And walking outside the will of God on the broad path when we're seated with the ungodly. But if we are walking on the narrow path of righteousness, that's when we really got to watch ourselves, because there's no wiggle room. There's no wiggle room. Because it's narrow. You can easily step out of line if we're not prayerful, if we're not giving of ourselves and doing what God said, if we're doing everything against our brothers and sisters every chance we get, because we think we're so perfect and we're doing the perfect.
My.
We think we're so perfect, and so we come down on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
I preach the best. I teach the best. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I got the best. And we look down on other people.
All right now.
The fact of the matter is, God is not concerned about what you wear.
Sure enough.
He's not concerned about what's in your bank account.
All right now.
He's not concerned about what you live in.
Mm-hmm.
But he is concerned about your soul.
Come on now. Break.
He's concerned about you because he don't want you to be cursed.
Hallelujah.
He don't want you to be thrown into the lake of fire.
Man.
He don't want to say you're dead. You wasn't.
Man.
You didn't have communion with me. You took communion with a heart that wasn't with me.
Man.
You took the bread and you drank of the wine, but your heart wasn't with me. You didn't repent. You didn't examine yourself. You continued to do what you wanted to do. You weren't with me.
Amen.
You
now.
Didn't take care of the poor. You didn't go to the prison. And let me tell you about the prison.
My God.
It's not just
God.
About going to visit somebody behind bars.
Come on now.
Did you visit someone and notice that they weren't saved, because in your discernment that you've been given, you know this person isn't saved? Did you give them the word of God? Hallelujah.
All right now.
Did you visit the prisoners? Hallelujah. Did you talk about God and Jesus Christ to the sinners, because they're in prison?
Amen now.
Their mind is locked down by the devil.
So no.
They're locked up, messed up. My God.
Glory.
They can't walk right. They can't talk right.
Glory.
My God, they're all messed up. Did you visit the prisoner?
My.
Did you visit the one who the devil has his grip on?
Yes.
Did you pray for him? That's also visiting the sick. That's visiting the prisoner. When you send up a prayer to heaven for the poor, when you send up a prayer to heaven for the sick, when you send up a prayer to heaven for the sinner, Jesus was praying for us. If nobody else was praying for us when we were walking in sin, Jesus was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's always some prayer going on for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God when we were given the opportunity to become saved and born again that we went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it was God that helped us. We didn't even do that on our own. He gave us enough faith to believe. He gave us enough faith to say, okay, God, I'll do it your way.
My.
Hallelujah. So visiting the prisoners, visiting those that are bound, that's what happens when we go to prison. We're bound in prison. We can't
My
do
Lord.
What we want to do. We got to get dressed when they tell us to get dressed. Hallelujah. We got to do.
Mm-hmm.
In prison, they got to, you got to eat what they serve up. You can't just make no orders.
Mm-hmm.
My God, you got to eat what they serve up. So when they are in prison, when we're in prison, we eat what the devil is serving up.
My. Come on now, sister.
He's serving up some evil. Serving up some murder. Serving up some lies and deception. Oh, yeah. He's serving up some rape. My God.
Jesus.
He's serving up every ugly, evil thing in this earth. Oh, what table are you eating from today? My God.
All right now.
From the table of the unsaved or the saved. Oh,
Jesus.
My God. Don't you see? I don't know how anybody can miss this. For those who want the facts and are willing to face the facts, you got to look in the mirror of the truth. The
Come
truth
on now.
Like a mirror. My God, when you hear the truth, you look into it, and then you'll be able to see yourself and see just what you are, and you'll see just who you are, and you'll see just what you're doing. The truth in the mirror. Let's look into the truth. That's what we're doing right now. Hallelujah. We're looking into the word. It's a mirror. Glory to God. And it shows us what our condition really is. What is the condition of your heart? You see, we're talking about the ungodly, unsaved today. And we want everybody to be saved. We don't want to be walking with a curse on our lives. In prison.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to know him. Do you know him today?
My. Hallelujah.
To know Jesus is to be with Jesus. To know Jesus is to do what he says. If we don't do what he says, we're not with him.
Amen.
God ain't blessing no sin.
Sure enough ain't.
He's not going to bless our way. He blesses his way. He's going to bless his way. Stay on that narrow path. You ain't going to have all that wrong.
All right now.
Hallelujah. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep straight. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And the arrow enemy that he shoots out, hear me, they won't destroy you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He shoots out those arrows. On the people of God, anybody. It doesn't matter. He come after us.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to call your attention today to this psalm. And this psalm is speaking of the condition of man. I want to call... We're talking about the unsaved man, so we're focused on the ungodly condition of a man who isn't a, or a woman who is not really a Christian, who isn't a child of God, hasn't given God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Bible and prayer a proper place in our lives.
Glory be to God.
God calls these people the ungodly in this song.
My.
And that just simply means that they do not have God. That's it.
Yes.
We want to keep it simple here. They have nothing to do with God. God and God has nothing to do with them.
Amen now.
Because see, God has already done everything he's going to do for us. He's already given us the supreme sacrifice, the Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. He's already done it for us, and all we have to do is align our will with the will of God. You see, they just ignore and refuse God's word. They don't have no time for God. They got time for everything else for God. They just go their way carelessly in a worldly way on that broad road to destruction. And that is what ungodly does. That's what it means. And it does not necessarily mean that he is a vile sinner. Wallowing in the mire and the mud. But see, people look at murder, rape,
you know, these heinous crimes. And but they don't look at some of the other things that they call little things. You know, sin is sin no matter what it is. If it's not
Amen
a sin,
now.
It's a sin. If we're
Amen.
Not obeying God, it's a sin. If we're doing things against our brothers and sisters, it's a sin.
Yes.
If we're gossiping, it's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
People don't look at that as a sin, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
If we're coveting, want everything we see because somebody else got it, it's a sin.
Amen.
We have to hunger and thirst for God. Amen. That's
mm-hmm.
how we stay awake in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That hunger and that thirst, we want to be fed. We want to live holy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you.
My.
Word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to know what redemption means. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. So that's why we went to Psalm 1 today, because redemption is something we all need. And people have to see the difference in the saved and the unsaved. But we have to have that spirit of discernment. It's so
yes,
important
yes, yes.
that we pray for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for it, because we'll find out that Satan is a liar.
My.
He's the biggest liar that you ever know.
Mm-mm-mm.
It is written in John chapter 8, verses 44. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Uh-huh, you hear it? He was a murderer from the beginning.
My Lord.
And abode not in the truth. He didn't live in the truth, because mm-hmm. there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own.
Jesus.
For he is a liar and the father of it. Now, we talked about communion, and there was a Judas at the table. And I talked about it last time. There are Judases among us. Judas was hearing the wrong voice, and he believed that voice. It is written. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Go with me to Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 to 25.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's
you
on
Jesus.
That a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So that we will be deceived and not see the real truth. You know, most people just can't handle the truth.
That's right.
Especially about ourselves. But we think we know the truth about everybody else. We know the truth about everything else. We just know everything. We know it all. But when it comes to what we do and what we're not doing right, oh, it's different for us. I'm not in that group. I'm not with that circle.
My.
It's all going on. That's why I can talk about my brothers and sisters like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got it all going. My ego is big. We got an inflated ego.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with worldly love.
Mm-hmm.
Disease, an infection. Disease is an infection. It's something that will destroy us. It's sin. Sin is a disease. And it keep us in dis-ease. You can't be comfortable. If you're really with God, you're going to have a dis-ease. You're not going to feel at ease when something is not right. You're going to want to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So let's get to our scriptures. Time is moving on. We're going to be coming back with part three. But here is Judas. When the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, this is Jesus, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful. This is at the Last Supper. And began every one of them to say unto him, Lord,
is it I? So then said, he that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Oh, Jesus. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said to him, you have said. Right at the table. You have said so. Jesus was telling him, oh, yeah, you're the one. But what I love about this whole thing is that Jesus knew he was the one, but he didn't run him away from the table. He didn't say, you get out of here because you're a Judas. You're a betrayer. He let him know he knew who he was. And then he told him to go after they ate and everything. And see, Judas took communion too there. He took communion.
He did.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
He was a betrayer. Going to sell Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Already had the plan. But he still sat at the table. We're talking about the unsaved. Sat at that table. And anybody else that would have looked at him may have not even believed because he was walking with the disciples. They didn't. Those disciples that was walking with Jesus, they had no clue. But Jesus knew he was a thief and a liar.
He
was stealing from the poor. And isn't that what they do? They steal from the poor.
Yes.
They sit at the table with Jesus. They sit and partake of the things of God, but yet they betray him. So many Judases are sitting right next to you in church.
Sure enough, he is.
Everywhere we go, there's a Judas. Everywhere we go, there is the ungodly. But our house, our spiritual house, is supposed to be kept in a godly way. Our character has to be of God and not of the world. It's so profound there. And you see such grace here. God allowed him to do what he's doing. Now, we know God will allow us to do whatever he chooses to allow us to do, and he'll stop us when he's ready.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to stop us.
Yes, he will.
He allows things to happen.
Amen.
Because we have a will. God said, choose death or life.
That's right. Now we see it.
He gives us that. He doesn't force anybody to come to him. He gives us the word. He gives us the preachers and the teachers. He gives us those ministers that will come and minister. And come when we receive them, receive the word of God that's coming out of them. Then we can come out of prison.
Amen.
The prison doors will be open. The prison doors of our minds. Our minds become transformed and we become free. Free from slavery. It's slavery. We are slaves of the devil when we're walking in sin. Talk about sin because that's why Jesus came.
Yes, right now.
We got to talk about it. And this is a subject that many don't want to hear.
So true.
But it's got to be talked about. Amen?
Amen.
So Peter, let's go to Peter. And then we're going to be finished after this one. We'll come back another day. Peter did not believe, that is if the Lord says so in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter did not believe he would betray Jesus. Judas wasn't the only one to betray Jesus. The disciples and Peter heard a wrong voice, and they believed it. Satan's voice is the wrong voice. We have to know the difference. When we're walking with Jesus, we're going to know his voice.
Amen.
It is written, says Jesus to them, all you of you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said to Jesus, unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. Oh, yeah, he went there. Jesus said to him, verily I say to you that this night before the cock crow, you shall deny me three times. And Peter said to him, though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you.
Amen.
Also said all the disciples. They all said they weren't going to deny Jesus. Hallelujah. But he denied Jesus three times. But the difference in Judas and Peter repented. Mm. Peter was sorrowful in his heart.
Amen.
Judas didn't repent. If he did, the Bible doesn't tell us he did.
Yes. Peter did.
Amen. Some people think that he did.
No.
I don't see it in the Bible. But some people said he was sorrowful, and that's probably why.
He didn't repent to God, sweetheart.
He didn't repent.
That's right, he didn't.
I don't see it. Peter repented. Mm-hmm. God shows us what happens when you repent.
Amen.
Peter was one of the disciples that Jesus told Mary, tell Peter. He wanted Peter to know, Peter,
yes,
I forgive you.
Amen now.
Go tell Peter.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Go tell him where to meet me.
Mm.
Go tell him. Go let Peter know. He wanted them to give a message to Peter, especially Peter, because of what Peter said and because Peter did deny God. But God gave him, and that's a whole nother message right there. And we're not going. Let's stay where we are. So we got to lay hold of Jesus. You see, when we hear the wrong voice, we are in so much trouble. Multitude heard a wrong voice and obeyed it. It is written in the same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, or you come out as against a thief with swords and staves to take me. And this is what he said. Jesus, I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me, but all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. See? It had to be done. Jesus had to be portrayed. These things had to happen. Then all the disciples forsaken him and fled. They all ran away, and they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Won't people sell you out?
Amen. Sure will.
Some of the so-called Christian brothers and sisters will sell you out.
Sure enough.
My God, lie and connive against you. But that happens. We expect that. Jesus said it would be that way. Because the devil only comes after those that are not his own.
All right now.
He's not going after his own. But in the end, they will be destroyed right along with him. They're selling out their soul to the devil. But we got to get sold out to Jesus. Get sold out today to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
You see, when we hear the voice of the enemy, it's a sad thing that we're only listening to him. Now we got to hear some things so we'll know what's going on. God will give us the ups on things. God will allow us to know what the enemy is up to, and sometimes he won't, but he'll protect us.
My Lord,
he'll give us dreams. This.
Amen.
He'll give us a word, hallelujah. I know, been there. I've seen, I've experienced God in that.
All right now.
Hallelujah. He allows us to see some things so we can pray about it. It's not everything that we see we can talk about, but we can pray about. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God that we know that God is with us no matter what we're going through. Satan is going to lie to them, but sins will be forgiven. Hallelujah. God forgives. The enemy accuses us. Hallelujah. He accuses us all the time. Amen?
Amen.
And so I wanted to just touch on that betrayal, because that's what Judas did. Peter also betrayed God. And we betrayed God when we were walking in sin. We betray God. We betray him when we are backslidden. We betray him. We betray God when we say that we're with him and we're not. We look at Judas and we just beat up on Judas all the time. Beat up on people who mess up and walk away from God. But when it comes to us, we're all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's hard for us to see us, because the enemy gets into the head even of so-called Christians.
Amen.
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 Jesus is concerned about his church. He sent his prophets to bring a word of warning to the church.
Amen.
It's for all of us, not just for some. And God said in his word, warning comes before destruction.
Amen.
God does not want us to be destroyed.
That's right.
He came so we would not be destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we got to be mindful, watchful. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. There's so much more to this message. We got to know what must I do to be saved? I hope somebody is saying today, what must I do to be saved? After what I've heard today, what must I do? And, you know, it's very simple. It's not hard to do. And I close now. And I'm going to invite you. It won't be Bishop today, but I will invite you to the Lord. This is the invitation that we all should receive. We all should take this invitation. Hallelujah. Those who are not saved, those that may be backslidden today, my God Jesus, just say, dear Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I've done many things that don't please you. I've lived my life for myself that I laid hold of that was not like you. I'm sorry, and I repent. I ask you to forgive me. I believe you died on the cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself. Come to you now. And I ask you, Jesus Christ, to take control of my life. Give it to you from this day forward. Help me to live every day for you in a way that pleases you. I want to learn to love you. And I want to thank you right now. Give me a minute.
Next time I hang up, you know I had to go.
Amen.
Okay.
So I love you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
I will spend all eternity with you because of what you've done for me.
Yes, Lord.
Because of the blood you shed.
Mm-hmm.
All the suffering you did because of my sin.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I want to live my life for you now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you said this prayer with me. Saying that you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in God, you think you are saved.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So you get baptized and be a part of a Bible-believing church that believes in sound doctrine and teach and preach sound doctrine.
Amen. Now,
that's very important. And also that you study the word.
get a good Bible and study the Word. New King James Version Bible is a good study Bible.
Amen.
And get a concordance.
Yes, Lord.
Concordance is a very good study tool that we all need to have. And
mm-hmm.
you can download a concordance because they cost a lot of money. So if
yes.
you don't have one, you can download it. You
yes.
can download the Bible on your phone.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You have the Bible and turn the pages. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God.
All right now.
So get that. And after you've done that, get
mm.
baptized. Pray you get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
The Holy Spirit is going to help you. We need
yes,
the
right.
Holy Spirit is going to help you. Help you live a life that's pleasing to God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And
glory.
Stay in fellowship. We talked about fellowship today.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in fellowship with those people who are doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
And repent. Repent of all your old ways. Repent
glory.
Of sin that you once had in your life. Repent. Don't go back to your old ways. Just ask God to continue to keep you afresh in the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Keep you going and show you how to live, and he will.
Yes, he will.
He will teach you. He's your teacher. He's your counselor. He'll be all the help you need. He
sure
is
enough.
Your best friend. There will be no friend like Jesus. He's
hallelujah.
The one that could be your very, very best friend. Amen.
Amen.
A friend that stick closer than a brother. So I pray you received him. I pray you continue to live for him. And don't look back. Don't look back.
My.
The past is gone. It's
yes.
Gone.
Yes.
Your
yes.
Your slate
yes.
is clean now.
Hallelujah.
You have been forgiven of every sin.
Jesus.
When you receive Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My.
Once you make that confession with your mouth, that's it. Confessing Jesus with your mouth. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hallelujah. So we praise God. Hallelujah. Study your word every day. We talked about meditating on the word today. Study your word every day. Glory to God. So, Father, we are so grateful. We're grateful for those that are that have listened to your word today and that are saved, oh God. We thank you, Father, for those, even for those that are to come in the future.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we pray for people to be saved every second, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And Lord, we just thank you for this word.
Hallelujah, yes, yes,
God.
Yes.
I pray that it resonates with all of us, Father God, and that we constantly examine ourselves on a daily basis.
That's right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that
glory.
We can stay hungry, so we can stay thirsty for you.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we need you more than anything, God. And we thank you that we know you're with us always, Lord. And help us to keep ourselves with you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us, God. Help us, God, to stay on the narrow path of righteousness and to continue to look to you for everything. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And that concludes our sermon for the day. Thank
Amen.
You all for coming to listen. Thank
Amen.
You all for being a part of Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless
mm-hmm.
you all, and God keep you all safe in Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ's name. Amen. Amen. It's back to you, Apostle Calendar.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Father, we thank you and praise you for your servant. Thank you for the word. We ask you, O God, to bless her, O God, all that she has poured out, poured back into her a hundredfold, O God. We pray right now, O God, for you strengthen her as she look and take care of her husband and her children, Lord. We ask you, give her strength, give her the endurance that she need, O God, to continue studying and seeking your face in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Come on in, Prophetess Billy, because I know you got to go. I hear you say you got to go.
Yes,
come on in
yes,
and encourage
yes.
the woman of God.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody,
the Lord.
To our apostle, Callender, and his wife, and his whole family. Yes, God, to bless them in Jesus' name, to Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to bless them and meet all our need according to his riches and glory. You know, I just thank God for the word. Truly, I've been blessed of the word. Yesterday, I was busy and got to finish this day, get busy. But, you know, I get back with y'all later on. I'm going to tell you what, it was a beautiful word. And it was a beautiful word that the Lord has you know, gave you to minister to his people because, you know, sometimes, though, I'm just saying, even the righteous, as you were speaking of sleep, sometimes, you know, you're going to have like a spiritual sleep, you know, sometimes, but, you know, and not necessarily, you know, we just want to get lazy on the way. But sometimes, you know, your body just get tired and you will sleep. You will go to sleep in the natural, but you will wake up. You will wake up and you have a repentance in your heart, you know, because we don't want to be sleep. Hey, we don't want to be asleep because we don't know when he's going to return. And when he returns, no, we want him to find us doing his work. And I said his work that he left for us to do. But, you know, this is what some things I just wrote down, you know, that I really got out as being a believer. Amen. You know, we talk about our spiritual sleep. We don't want that. But, you know, as I just said, you know, sometimes, you know, by the time we get in it. But it's some sleeping and sleeping and singing. And that's when you need to get out of it. But I just wrote a few things down. I said, repentance. We need to, if we've been born again, Holy Spirit feel, and they said five baptized, speaking other tongues as the Spirit of God give us uttering. We still need to repent daily. We need to repent daily, okay? And then I got out, we need to examine ourselves daily. And you came on and said that. I had written that down. We need to examine. We need to examine ourselves because, like I say, not necessarily we desire, but that old devil, he'll put thoughts in people's minds. And as I often say, when a thought in your mind, you need to rebuke it, bind it, and cast it out. Send it back to the devil. And I talked about how some people, I bind you up. They bind you up. What you want that dead thing to stay in you for? Hallelujah. My God, my God. And keep on piling up there. Mm-hmm. Your mind will turn to a reprobate mind. You think you're living in the truth and you be living a lie. But anyway, you know, we need to examine ourselves. Ask God, Lord, search my heart, Father. Anything that I have done, anything that has entered into my mind that not let you, God. God, I repent of it. Hallelujah. We can't never get enough of repentance. And another thing I got out, you know, people need to, I'm just saying people in general, anybody that you know you're not really sold out to God. And we all trying to, well, I put that won't, because a lot of folks ain't. We those that really want to really, you know, be on that right road. And those that don't, you need to stop lying. You need to stop lying to yourself. Hallelujah. Because all you're doing, you're lying to yourself because you are not lying to God. Amen. And the next thing, you know, you ought to want the truth. God's word is true in your heart. Amen. The Holy Spirit said we can have these things if you want them. Hallelujah. And then the next thing I wrote down, Jesus is love.
And we take that love so for granted. I have to put we in there because I'm not talking about nobody in particular. I know one thing in particular, that Jesus is love. And if we say that we have him and we're doing other things, I'm asking a question now. Where is your love? Amen. Now, Jesus, he wants us, his people, to prosper. And if we doing our best to live according to where we're going to prosper. But I'm going to stop right there. He said also it rains on the just as well as unjust. And so many people, because they're getting the little things and then this one, again, I'm saying, well, they want to buy their baby, you know, goddamn purchase. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about prosper in him. Everything that he said we can have according to his word. Amen. And the most important thing, don't get lost on our way. Sometimes we get lost.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. And truly, I was just blessed. I was just blessed. And then when you started talking about the Lord's Supper,
amen.
I think it was Saturday evening. I got this phone call. And the lady lived out in Birmingham for me. But, you know, often she'll call me. She'll share dreams with me. And she said, God used her. You know, I'm about that. God used him back. Amen. But the moment she started talking about the Lord's Supper, she said, oh, this prophet told me that. And I just was holding the phone. And then she said, what did you say? What do you think about that bread was broken in the wine? Ooh, Holy Ghost. My Holy Ghost got stirred up. Because I know where she was coming from. I just told her. And I ain't going to need to repent because you already preached it. I just told her. And while I'm talking to her, the Spirit is still talking to me. You know, sometimes people want to know what you know. Mm-hmm. But I told her enough that she had to say amen. Mm-hmm. And I said, it don't matter. It's just too much. It's just too much going on. It's just too much. Too much pressure in the minds of the people. People, you ain't got time. You ain't got time. He's on the way back. You got to shake this stuff off. Amen. And don't look at the who's a pastor, who's a prophet, who's a teacher, who's a helper. God already sitting in church with the 5-4 ministry. And for the people, I told her, I said, lady, you need to get that off your mind. Whether God called you in any position, if he did, you know, you should know your position. And nobody has to tell you. I say this, and I said, out of love. I say, as I say, I be talking to my pastor, Washington. We was talking in general. And I say, I use this phrase all the time. It doesn't matter if I say one word or if I say two. The main thing is that them two words is in the word. And I say, if it's in the word, I say, ain't worried about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I said, that's why I'm going to leave with you, lady. I'm going to leave that with you. And she said, free my word. Well, I got to go. I said, I know you're going to go anyway. Because people don't want to hear you correcting them. And I said, sometimes, you know, people need to stop this mess. We don't have time. God is a God of love, and we need to love each and everybody. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to have to go because, you know, I have several things to do, and I'm trying to get back to my house. Y'all pray for me that I do. Okay, talk to you later, baby. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Love you so much.
You're welcome.
Love you so much, Prophet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Come on in, Mother Grant. Come on in, Mother Grant.
Hallelujah.
Okay, see you later, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Mother Grant, she can't get her phone off of mute. So thank you so much, Apostle, for that that powerful word where you went over there to to Psalm chapter 1 and begin to dissect that psalm in such a beautiful way. We thank God for you and for the blessing that the Lord has poured upon your life and in your heart. We thank God for that. The word was very, very right on point, and as I was listening to you, I mean, the word was sharp, word, and, I was seeing notes because the word cuts you if you don't give, regardless to how long you've been in ministry, the word will cut you. And what I like about this word, I wrote some stuff down because I was dealing with some other stuff, but the ungodly cannot stand in the way of the righteous, and I looked at that, and what I,
Amen.
The Lord gave me the reason why the righteous carries the light of God, which expose the darkness in the ungodly, making
Amen.
The ungodly or the unsaved feel uncomfortable.
That's right.
That's why the king stands in the way of the righteous, because the light that's in the righteous exposes the darkness that's in them, and they feel uncomfortable.
Amen.
They can't stand in your way. We are under the when we are under the devil's control, or like you said, at the devil's table. You have to eat whatever he serves. You
Amen.
Can't tell him, well, I'm not going to eat steak today. I want hamburger. No, devil says, I'm serving you some lies today, because he is the father of lies. You said that clearly from the book of John. He said, I'm going to serve you some hatred today. You got to deal with it. I'm going to serve you some murder today, some adultery today, some fornication. Whatever he serves you, you got to eat, because you're at his table. And the world now, and a lot of the church folk are playing this game with the devil, playing this game with the devil, saying that they're saved, but they're not really saved. I know in the last message you said so. You said in the last message, I remember very clearly, that a lot of people think they're saved, but they're not saved. They think they're saved, or they say they're saved,
That's right. They're
not saved. We must. In this place where you went to where you started out, you went in there, I said, my God, this is good. You went into 2 Corinthians, I think, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I think it is there. You did the Last Supper. We must examine our hearts, always. I don't care if you're saved or not saved. When I hear a message like this, I'm looking at me. And when I'm preaching to me first. Well, I'm preaching to God, but I'm preaching to me first. Because he said we minister to him first and then to the congregation. But I'm ministering to me, because the word of God is cutting me first. So even when I'm preaching a very hard message, like the Lord gives us hard message to preach to the congregation, I am preaching to me first, because it's telling me, examine yourself. Because we can't really preach, or we shouldn't really preach a message like a message you preach today until we examine ourselves. We can't preach a message like that. We got to look at ourselves first, Hallelujah. So I said we must examine our hearts always before we partake of God's supper. This is God's supper. This word here we are doing every day, it is God's supper. It's not just the Holy Communion. It's not just having communion
That's
on
right.
Sunday or on first Sunday or second Sunday or third Sunday. Every day you get into that word, that God's supper. That word feeds our spirit.
That's right. Amen.
And if we're living contrary to God's word, that word is not going to do anything for us. Because number one, if we are listening and studying the word but not living the word, guess what? The word can't do you, because you're not believing what you're speaking, what we're preaching, what we do. See, we have to live this thing, so we have to examine this word ourselves. For me, I mean, look. Let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. This guy, TB Joshua died. He died sudden after he come down from the mountain seeking God. For some reason, he had this premonition. you know, they call it a premonition, but I say you have a word from the Lord. He says, tell the people, I'm not always going to be with you. And then he began to say, you know, you were born and you have to die. There's a time to born and a time to die. I mean, the man went into saying this solemn word, and he dropped on dead. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord did to me yesterday, and I was sitting in the living room. I was sitting in the living room. I came in here. I was so tired, and I went to sleep, and I got up, and then when I went into the living room, the Lord began to speak to me about this man. You know, a lot of people say that he was dibbing and dabbing in witchcraft and all this stuff. And you know what the Lord told me yesterday? The Lord began to tell me, he says, you really don't know if he dibbing and dabbing in witchcraft. This is what the people say. He said, I know everything. And when the Lord dropped that in my spirit, I began to repent. Because I had said, I don't want to follow him because he, when he was alive. And I asked the Lord forgiveness yesterday. See, so you have to, God would touch your heart and convict you of what come out of you. But this is why we have to be very careful of the words that come out of our mouth. Because it could be, may not offend somebody, but it will send your walk and your entrance to the heaven, to the king's house. So, sister, we must not offend our brothers. Or anyone for that matter, as believers. We must never preach or teach to offend someone, but we must speak love that they may see Jesus in us. And I say you could be in the presence of the Lord when you talked about Judas and Peter. I got this. I said you could be in the presence of the Lord and still do that which is wrong. And that's powerful right there.
That's right.
You could be in the presence of love. Yeah. How can you do wrong? Somebody would say, well, how can you do wrong in the presence of love? What did Judas do? He was a president. He even kissed him. He kissed him and betrayed him. He betrayed him with a kiss.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked about Peter, he talked about Peter. Peter had a willing spirit, but his flesh was weak. And Jesus told him that.
That's right.
Jesus said, "Lord, your spirit is strong, but your flesh is weak." And Peter had, and you said this in the message too. You said what I was hearing. Peter and Judas had to do what they had to do because in order for the scripture to be fulfilled, the word of God.
Amen.
You know,
that's
the
right.
plan of God to be fulfilled. They had to do it, and plus with Peter. Peter had to betray Christ because he was going to lead the apostles. He was going to lead the apostles.
Amen.
He was the one that was going to carry the word to continue doing what Jesus started. He said, "The works I did, you would do, and even greater works than these." So Peter had to betray him, even though he was willing to walk righteous and upright before God. But when it comes to flesh, no man, I got to betray you. Because I can't die with you, but God knew that. He knew that Peter would betray him because he told him. And you said that before the cock crow three times, you would betray me. Before the cock crow, you would betray me three times. So Peter betrayed him. Peter can live. Jesus is going to die. Jesus is going to come up out of the grave anyway. But Peter would live to carry the gospel, and Jesus would use him to proclaim the gospel. This was a powerful message of the apostle, and there's so much more to come to this. And I pray that all goes well for Bishop and that he'll come out and be strengthened. I already sense that he's getting stronger already. I already sense it in my spirit.
Amen.
You know, he's getting stronger, and he can come in and put in his nuggets because I miss his nuggets in the prayer of salvation. But the sermon had a prayer of salvation in it. The sermon had
sure
a prayer of salvation in it. It was just so beautiful.
Yes, it
and did. And that chapter one, that song, chapter one about my God, the Holy Spirit just dissect that so beautiful today. It was just so beautiful the way I didn't want to use the word beautiful because that's probably Millie's word, the beautiful. But it was so
That's right.
It was so exciting the way the Lord allow you to dissect that psalm today and take it apart to show us the essence of that psalm. It was just beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah. So thank you so much. My phone is going off
thank
like
you,
crazy.
It's beautiful what you just said and what Pastor Millie said. That's beautiful what you said too, you know, and that you brought the light. They can't stand it. They can't stand Jesus. They hate Jesus. They can't stand it. They can't stand the light. I'm glad you brought that in. They can't stand the light. You brought it to another level.
They can't stand the light. That's right. The light that's in you, the light that's in us, they can't. They can't stand the light that's in us.
That's the reason. That's it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, that's why a lot of times when we go around, even, I'm going to put this into, even some of our family members that are not walking the walk, they're not trying to walk the walk. They still want to drink. They still want to smoke. When they come around us, they feel uncomfortable because they know who we are and whose we are.
That's
right. You don't even have to talk about Jesus. You don't even have to sing a hymn. You don't even have to sing a spiritual song. They already feel uncomfortable because the light that's inside you is exuding. It's coming out your skin. It's coming out your pores. It's coming out your eyes. They can feel. They can sense it, and they feel uncomfortable around you. You know they do. They do. Glory to God. And God showed me some yesterday that blessed me. I tell Apostle, this blessed me. And the Lord, I was when he was telling me about TB Joshua, and he says, you know, devils, demons tremble at my name. And he says, but it's not really my name that they tremble at. I said, what are you saying, Lord? He's giving me revelation. I'm studying. And he says, it's not my name that they tremble at. He says, but they tremble at what I can do. The person that's carrying that name, what the person that's carrying that name can do. See, because the name makes them scared because they know that one that carries that name has power that is stronger than their power. So they tremble when they hear that name because that name carries something with it, behind it. It has a power that demons can't handle. I said, wow, that is awesome, Lord. I mean, he was having a conversation. He and I was having a conversation. I said, Lord, you know, when your son has your name, people say, well, you know, that's the pastor, Apostle Linda's son. They say, they start shaking. Oh, Apostle Linda, she's an apostle. Oh, that's a woman of God. We can't say it. You see, because they're not worried about the name. It's about that the one that carried the name has that power. I said, wow. Jesus, have mercy. And I was just elated when the Lord was speaking and praying that, giving that revelation. I said, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, a couple of days
ago we had
a word from the Lord. I want to put this on recording. And I was writing some things. The Lord was giving me some revelation. I was posting it. And then the Lord says, you drinking that water. Like I was seeing some people drinking water. He said, if you're drinking, he said, the water you're drinking, pray over it before you drink it. He says, and the Lord, the Holy Ghost is going to transform that water to living water to heal you. And a gentleman from Africa sent me a text. And he said, Apostle, thank you. He said, because I got that revelation. He said, I spoke over what you were saying. And I prayed over the water. My son was sick and I couldn't have no money to take him to the doctor. I prayed over the water and give it to drink. He says, and my son, the fever left my son instant. I said, wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise
he said, I just want you to know. I said, to God to be the glory. Because God knew somebody needed a word that would heal them. You know, because sometimes people don't understand. We're not writing stuff and posting stuff and seeing stuff on Blog Talk Radio to make us look good. We are seeing what the Lord's saying. If you just believe and receive that God is releasing it through us, you'll get healed.
Amen.
You'll get what you seek.
Yes.
You just got to believe it. Just believe. Not in us, but in the one that's speaking through us. You know? God bless you, Mother Grant. You ready? She's been on there for a while, but she's sometimes. Mother Grant? Okay, Deacon. Okay, Brother Deacon. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you. I was blessed. I was truly blessed with the word today.
Thank you, Apostle. And I was blessed to see you to deliver it. And
thank you for the comments that you just made. It was so on time. Amen. And just brought the sermon to another level. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle. Especially that one about the light. You can't stand
thank
the
you.
Light.
You're
welcome. Amen.
Yes, right.
That light expels that darkness. It just expels the darkness. They're either going to come to the light or they're going to run from the light, you know.
That's right.
For those that
that's
are
right.
ripe and ready to be saved, God knows those that are ripe and ready. Those that are ripe and ready, they're going to listen. They're going to listen. But they have those that are just full of evil. And they're not going to stay nowhere around the word. They come around to deceive and to destroy. That's what they come around to do. So we thank God for you, Apostle. So much revelation there. And then you said about, when you said just now about just having a conversation with God, you and God were just, you were sitting at the table with the Lord, you know. And that's communing with God. That's communion. That's what it
yes,
is.
Yes.
And people look at communion just as taking the bread and taking the wine. But that communion is having that supper with God, sitting at his table.
That's right.
At the table, blessed table. Because God is serving up righteousness. You know? He's serving up love and grace and mercy. Correction. Also correction.
Yes.
And many
yes.
people who are walking outside of the will of God, they don't want correction. And many do. But it's like when the correction comes, you know, that's one way. That's part of my next part. That's one way of knowing, because they just find every excuse in the book. Don't want to be corrected. Never
want to be corrected. That's right.
They don't want no correction. That's one way to tell. Mm. One way to tell when people are backslidden or they don't have the Lord at all. So yeah, we'll cover those. We'll cover some more next time. Praise God. And, you know, we know that most people on this line are seasoned Christians. And, you know, we know the word. But meditating on the word is that we must do it every day. Every day,
that's
whether
right.
you've heard
every
it before, know it already, whether you have more revelation knowledge. And I pray each time we hear another preacher come on or a teacher come on, and they're teaching the word of God, that we all receive more revelation. That we all receive more as we hear that God give us more. You know, don't
yes,
you want
Lord.
More? You have to just want more. I want to hear something else that God want to give. And I just got to keep my mind open to God. Amen. So thank you, Apostle. You always bring more. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
that
you, Lord
God. Amen. You're welcome. Praise God. Praise God for it. Amen.
I heard Deacon a couple of times, but he's like going back out again. And she's not here, and she's on the line. I think Sister Anna's there.
Hello. Yeah, praise God. I hope I pray that Sister Anna is feeling better.
Yeah.
You know, thank God for her. I know she comes on the line, and you know, I know she's there. So thank God for her. And we praise God for keeping her, and keeping us all. Thank you, Jesus. God knows I'm grateful. Truly grateful. God.
Yeah, God is opening some doors for us. Apostle is opening some doors, and I know the funds are going to come because I know the funds are going to come. I just know they're going to come because God is opening some doors to really release this gospel that's in us, you know, because I believe the gospel, I really do believe this inside of my heart, that this gospel and this revelation that God has given us is not just for the United States of America. I just believe that in my heart, you know, and we having some doors that are opening for us to really go. So we know funds are going to come. And I have some people
Amen.
That are calling. People are calling. Now, I just got a guy just called me just now. I just talked to him on the phone. I'm going to meet with him on Saturday. He lives across from my friend from Trinidad that I put the boiler in last year, year before. I put the boiler in for him last year, I think it is. And a guy went over there and saw saw the work, and he is really impressed. So he says, man, can I get your friend number? So he called me this morning and said, can I give me your number? I said, sure, you can give my number. I mean, you know. But he said, I just want to call you and let ask you first, Apostle. I said, yeah, you can give my number. I'm not afraid of people having my number, you know, because I'm covered. Plus covered with a job, that's even much better, you know. So I talked to him just now. He wants to meet with me on Saturday. So I'll go look and give him a price. God's going to do for us. Got to see, I want to pour into your life and into Bishop's life even more, you know, because you're my brother, you're my sister, he's my brother, and you're always there for me, you know, you're always there for us, and we got to help each other. That's what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
For my heart. It's always been there, you know, and if the Lord
Amen.
Does what I believe the
Amen.
Lord's going to do, we're going to travel, believe what I'm telling you.
Amen.
We're going to travel. You know,
that's
I didn't know that I was coming to Louisiana, but I didn't know how I was going to get the money. Yeah, I've done it too, Pastor. But I just trust God. I just trust God. And boom, the money was there. God made a way.
Amen.
The money was right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's just so awesome. He's just so awesome. I mean, when you trust him with all your heart, not with just a part. I told you before, he's got a 99.5 God. You got to give him 100%. You know? He will open doors for you. He'll do things for you. He'll touch your body. He'll touch your children. Man, he'll touch your friends, even your enemies. Man, God, I'm telling you, he'll make your enemies walk backwards. Instead of coming telling you, they'll walk backwards from you. God is just that. He's just that kind of God. That kind of God. And we just gotta do what he said do. Don't just say what we want to say and don't do what he said do, you know. Because this is what's going on, and you talked about it in the message about being in deep sleep. You know, so many leaders are sleeping. So many leaders are sleeping, and God is saying it's time to wake up. You know, I would listen to a message yesterday, and I said, wow, just what I needed to hear, you know. But the line is open. Mother Grant, are you ready? Deacon Fraser, are you available?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you all. Good morning, woman of God. God bless you on your reading. Pastor, Apostle, I got another deck, another bread and law gone yesterday morning.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry to hear that. Mike Condola says, who's he?
Mm-hmm.
That he is in the Bahamas?
No, he lived right here. Lived right here in Hollywood, yeah. One of the youngest brothers.
God.
All them brothers just gone just like that. And one more now,
wow.
One more brother left, and the two
nice
of them is in
that.
The hospital together. Yeah, the young one, he died from cancer. The other one was over here in the hospital. He had him and his heart. That's the other one were dead the last time he died with heart. And this one here with cancer, they got cancer in their family. But my husband, he died from aneurysm. But
yeah.
And I also, the King Luck family, I don't know if I say, he passed away Sunday morning. Lloyd.
Yeah, I think we prayed yes, day before yesterday.
Yeah, Lloyd passed
yeah,
away. Yeah,
yeah
the one
yeah.
Who's my niece, that's my niece's father, you know, that's her stepfather. You know, she died in March. Now her father's stepfather gone. Yeah, so Carolyn got a lot to deal with. And one of the
yeah.
sons live over here. He live in Baltimore, and he went home to see the father for the last, and he got in an accident. She had to ship him back to Baltimore. You know, he had an accident. They hope he doing well. I tell you, the God be
well,
the glory.
We got to pray for them, pray that God will strengthen them and heal them and God will protect them and that he will recover
yeah.
Speedily, you know, you recover speedily because there's so much today that, you know, you don't even
yeah.
want to get in an accident. You don't want to get sick because if you go in the hospital with the smallest sick, you don't know if you're going to get back up, you know,
right.
with the smallest thing, you know. You don't want to go in there, you know. But we pray God will strengthen them and and give her the compassion and give her the comfort that she needs right now in the time of loss, you know, and so many people are crossing over. It's amazing. But you go ahead and read. We thank God for you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. They seeking God. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will find by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. 2 Chronicles 15:2. Sow yourself righteous. Reap the fruit of unfailing love and break up your unpoured ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you. Hosea 10:12. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11:6. God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him through he is not far from each one of us. Acts 17:27. The Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seek him. Lamentation 3:25. This is what the Lord said to the house of Israel. Seek me and live. Amos 5:4. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. But if from there you seek the Lord, your God, you will find him. If you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul, Deuteronomy 4:29. The good hands of our God is in everyone who look to him. But this great anger is against all who forsake him. Aaron 8:22. And you, my son Solomon, knowledge the God of your father and serve him in wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord stretches every heart and understands every motion behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. Forsake him, he will reject you forever. 1 Chronicles 28:9. But if you will talk to God and plead with the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, even now, he will most himself on your behalf and restore you to your righteous, rightful place. Job 8:5-6. Those who know your name will trust in you, for the Lord has never forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 9:10. And may God and his blessing to his word. Amen. God bless everybody on this line this morning.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for your reading. I don't hear Deacon Fraser, so Apostle Linda got off the line, so because Bishop is not feeling well, so she's going to take it. Okay, Deacon, you can come on in and respond, and then you can pray for everybody, and we'll close out the line. Pray for everybody. Don't forget Apostle Stewart and Pastor George Stewart and all the people. You know all the names of and Sister Anna, Tina, and Sheila, all of them. Pray for everybody and pray for Mother Grant and her family. Pray for my family, too, because we need prayer, too, like everybody else. Go
Amen.
Ahead, Deacon. Come on in. Come on in, Brother Deacon.
Y'all hear me? Y'all, you hear me? Praise the Lord. You hear me, Pastor?
Yes,
you hear me?
Yes, sir. You sound good.
It rained up here. We've been having rain here since Sunday. We've been getting rain and forecast.
No.
We had it heavy yesterday here, Deke. We had it so heavy yesterday, knocked out the electricity and everything.
But what?
We were back. Yeah, we had it came down. I mean, it came down so sudden, like the heavens just opening. And I mean, it just, like, buckets, you know. It wasn't no sprinkling. It was heavy. And we had a lot of trees knocked out because we had that thunder and lightning and high wind. But our electricity only went out for about 5 or 10 minutes and came back. But go ahead, Deacon. Go ahead and pray and respond or however you want to and let the Lord use you. Go ahead.
Pray the Lord, you are apostle. Pray the Lord, you are spirit of mama on the line. I don't know if she's there. I don't know if she's on. She's on mute. So we just thank the Lord. We thank God on the word. Thank God this morning. You know, we thank the Lord what has been said. We just thank God that the word went forward today. I just really thank God that I truly was blessed. We all are blessed. We all are blessed. And the book of the Romans tells us that we all are blessed. That we blessed in the city, blessed in the field, we come where we go. Even though we thank God for the rain, we thank God that he blessed us here rain. We just thank God. I just thank him for what he's doing. There could be a lot more work, but we just thank him for what he really given us. We just really truly thank him for that. And we just thank God that we're still here. We're still alive and well. And like I always hear, we just thank you. When you come, we arrive, we are here, we are alive, and we're not in the grave, but we're on top of the grave, but we just here. We here, we are alive, and we thank God, and we just thank the Lord. That's why a lot of times we have to pray, but it's so much happening. That's why I hear you say a while ago, Mother Grant, you know, about a young man lost a life of cancer. You know, we don't ever know on our time because we got to be ready. So Lord to call us home. We got to be ready. We got to be ready, be prepared, be ready. We got to be ready because I'm saying it's so much are happening right now. We have to pray because a lot of times, y'all, let me tell y'all something. We got to stop all this nonsense, all this foolishness. We got to stop all this foolishness. We got to stop it. We got to stop all this ignorance, all this foolishness, man. Ain't no time for all that foolishness. We have to stop it, all the nonsense. And we also, and like you said, we got to be careful. And you said in the message, we got to stop going to these lines, going to the devil table and all this. I'm not gonna go to the devil table. I'm not going, and I'm not going to it. I am not going. I made my mind. I'm not gonna go. So you got to be careful. What are you going to serve? Going to the devil table. You got to be careful what we eat off. What table that we eat off? Because every table you eat off ain't good. Maybe like going to be. Going to these prayer lines, you got to be careful what line that you go to. You got to be careful. What prayer line you go to? You got to be careful. But what line you go to? Because some of them ain't what you think they are. We got to be real careful. What line we go to? You know, a lot of times we got to be careful how we treat our brother and sister. We got to be careful how we sit around and assault one another. Sit up and assault the brother and sister. Assault them. That's something that I wouldn't do. I want to assault. I'm not going to come here and assault nobody. When I come on this trust line, I'm not going to come here and assault nobody. Now I know a lot of times, even though if I do, I'm gonna be convicted. I'm gonna be cut. And don't we know when we assault somebody, we gonna be cut. We gonna be convicted. We gonna be the ones gonna cause the word gonna slap us in the face. The word. We know what we doing to that person, saying something to that person. We know what we're doing to a person, how we say things to that person, what we do to do a man or woman of God. We got to be careful how we assault the man, the woman of God. Because we could be, even me, I could be convicted whatever I say. But I'm not, although I don't suck nobody, although I don't suck them, but I always learn about, if I can't say nothing to you nice, I'd rather shut my mouth. I'd rather stay in my lane, stay in my own lane. That's what I do, stay in my own lane. The only way to stay in my own lane, if I ain't going to say nothing to you, say nothing to no one nice, encouraging you, I'd rather stay in my lane. Now, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about nobody. And a lot of times, we got to be careful how we mistreat. And like you said, how we sleep on the word of God. We find ourselves sleeping on the word, on the word of God. We be sleeping when we be praying, we be sleeping on the message. And even a lot of times we do that just be sleeping on one hear the word of God. And if you gonna do that, come on these lines. What are you coming on these lines for and you sleeping on the line? I rather don't come if I'm gonna sleep on the word of God. Now I'm just saying me. I'm not talking about nobody. I don't come here to assault nobody. I ain't coming to put my mouth on nobody. I'm not saying nobody's name, cause I know a lot of times even me myself, even when I be getting in the prayer, when I be praying, I be finding myself so sleepy a couple times. But sometimes you have to let the enemy know. You gotta let him know. You gotta go and get one sound somewhere. You gotta go on somewhere. You got to go. You gotta go on, tell him, and go on somewhere, get one sound. I tell him he a liar. I tell him you a liar and the truth not in you. I tell him that. I let him know. I let him go. You gotta go on, get your tail, get one sound somewhere. I tell him that I don't play with him. I don't got time to play with him. I don't. I let him know. You can't mess with me. You got to go and get some sounds or well. I tell him that. That's what I tell him. I tell him he'd have got some sounds somewhere. He'd wish to have. He got some sounds somewhere. See, that's what we have to stop letting. We got to stop letting things, and that's why a lot of times we sit on the word. We sitting up sleeping through message in the house of God. That's what we do, sleeping through service, sleeping through everything. And that's what, and even. You got ones that do sleep on the word. Some that have sleeping on the word of God. Some are not truly who they say they are. If they not saved or not, are not saved. But we gotta be sure that we saved. Are we in this thing? Are we not in this thing? Either one or two. Are we in this? being it together, or we ain't. One or the two. Now the answer is yours. Are we in this thing together? I hear a preacher say, "Are we saved? Or are we sure that we saved?" I used to hear one of my old former pastor used to preach. He used to preach a sermon. Are you sure that you saved? I used to hear he used to preach a sermon. It was kind of like this one. But you got some of them be sleeping through the word of God. Some find themselves sleeping on the word when the message go forward. I can truly say one thing about it. Ready? One thing I can always say. I can always can say at least I can say you know who you are, because you're a real truly woman of God. You're real truly woman of God, somewhat heart, patient woman of God that practice what you preach, what you say. You got some of them don't even practice what they preach, what they say. But you does practice what you preach. Some of them really don't. But you were really truly woman of God. They got so much heart. They got a heart of mine. And that's when I like that. I like about you. You had a heart and patience. You're a patient woman of God. Just like God, He was patient. He was patient with Moses. And that's what we need to be. We need to be patient. See, some of us right now would take advantage of a person patient. Some of us would do that. Some of us would take advantage of a person's personality. They do everything. They take anything that who we are. They go. Some people will go and they will run with it. And you know what? That's the truth. Some people will do it. Some people will go run with it. But sometimes we got to be. Care of who we let or take advantage of us. We got to be care of who we let. But one thing I can truly say, only you was talking about Peter, we were talking about 2 Corinthians, Psalm chapter 1, I reference chapter 11, you was in Peter, but I missed the rest of the scripture. I missed all the scripture. But I know I heard songs in St. Luke. But I just truly say I just enjoyed the word of God. I enjoyed here. The word of God. I always happy every time I hear you. I don't know if you're still there. I don't know if you're on. I don't know if you're there or not. But I just.
I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me, Deacon. Can you hear me?
No. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. I got back on. I dropped off, but then I got back on. But I've been listening to you.
Yeah. Now y'all missed half of the scripture. I missed half of it.
Well, Psalm 1 was the main one for today, but I'll talk to you later and give them to you.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You done.
I didn't give them all, but I talked about the scriptures, but I didn't give the numbers of all the scriptures. But
yeah.
I will give them to you later.
Yeah. How to what? How the weather up there? How's the weather in Louisiana? Y'all get rain up there too?
We got some rain a few days ago. It was really stormy, but
yeah.
It's been hot and humid for the last couple of days. It's been really hot.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any rain.
Yeah.
Not for the last few days.
Yeah. Yeah. They said Texas got some Texas get rain up there too in Texas. Yeah, rain up there, rain on top of Texas too. Yeah, it was, I think it was flooding somewhere in somewhere part of
rain in a lot of places lately. It's been getting a lot of rain all around the world. Plenty of rain, stormy weather. But anyway, yeah, but I mean the weather's just cutting up all over. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, thanks for your comment. We're here. And we just thank God.
Yeah.
Having some problems with asthma. He had, you know, some problems with the asthma for the last couple of days. But God. God is a keeper. He's feeling better now. But give him something to eat. Get something to eat for him. He's feeling better now. He can eat a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're doing well. We're doing well. All in all is well. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, Deacon, we just got to keep pressing on, irregardless to negativity, all that other stuff, you know. We got to move on. We just got to keep going, because we're going to get adversity. We're going to get all that. I mentioned it in the word. We're going to get all that. And that just lets us know that we are walking in the way of God. If we weren't walking in the way of God, we wouldn't get this stuff. We wouldn't get all of the adversity and the trials and all of that, because the enemy doesn't come against his own. He doesn't fight his own. He doesn't have a divided house, to be honest. But unfortunately, in the body of Christ, there's so much division. And that's what the Lord is trying to, it wants us to understand, that the division is not going to bring us close to him, but draw us further away. We got to be united. I believe it was Apostle that was preaching about being united, the united church. I believe that was the message.
Yes.
And we need to listen to these messages over and over again. I'm serious. I do. I go back to the messages, and I hear a lot that I missed when we were in the sermon. God will give you more. The more we listen, the more we hear. So it just will behoove all of us to just go back to the Word of God and listen, and then do our own study time. That's so important, too. So, yeah, we need to do that. Praise God. And no matter what comes against us, we're overcomers. So I want us to know that you are an overcomer because God, Jesus, overcame. Amen. He overcame the suffering. He overcame everything that came against him. Hallelujah. He's our greatest model, and we could see, even though the Pharisees were shooting different offenses at him, God, he stood firm on what he came to do. Amen. And he did not allow those things to distract him. So he's our model. We can't let things like that distract us. We got to continue to go on with the word no matter what goes on, whether it be sickness, whatever come what may, we're overcoming. Amen?
Amen.
So just keep that in mind, that you have the victory over everything, and nothing and nobody can take away what God has given to you. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for your comment. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Bishop and I both appreciate every one of you. Glory be to God. Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Mother. I didn't hear your reading.
Yes.
I had gotten, I was off the line when you read. Thank you, Mother. Apostle texted me. Thank you. God bless you too, Apostle. I didn't hear you reading, but I will hear it later because I go back to the word. I go back. I will hear you. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Grant.
God bless you. Blessing God bless you and family.
Amen, Mother Grant. Amen, Mother.
Amen. God bless you. Yeah, I'll be leaving Friday to go to North Carolina after my daughter.
Do what?
I'll be leaving to go to North Carolina on Friday for a week, going to visit with my daughter in North Carolina.
Oh, praise God. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I had my granddaughter, her daughter graduates Saturday morning, and she'd be going to Johnson and Wales University.
Amen. Praise God for that.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. You know, it's so good that we do have some young people that are doing well.
Well, yes.
That are doing well, and we got to keep praying for them.
Yes.
Because they have to deal with so much, and so do we. We just praying for them. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to hear that, Mother. That's good news.
Amen.
Yeah.
A good feeling when we know they're on the right track. Amen.
Yeah.
And we'll be praying for your family, praying for all of our families.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We need it all. Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Deacon.
Amen. Amen, Mother God. Yes.
Yeah. I got to get out. I was thinking, God, I got to go look for a charger. My charger, the phone ain't charging up no more with this charger. I got to go buy a new one.
Yeah. We got to keep on, don't pray. Yeah, pray for one. Yeah, pray for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, family. Pray for everybody, family.
Yeah. Got to lift up everybody in prayers.
Pray for everybody. You pray for me. I pray for you. We pray. And that songwriter said, we all part of God's body. And that's what the songwriter
said. Amen.
That's what the songwriter said. You, got to,
you pray for me. I pray for you.
Amen. Sit
right there. Jesus said, we better pray.
You got to pray.
Hallelujah.
You got to pray for me. That's right. Yes. Pray for one another. No matter what our circumstances is, we got to pray for our loved one. We got to pray for our friends. If one that do us bad, do us wrong, we got to love them. If they don't love us back, we got to love them. We got to pray for them. Because God wants to love. He wants to love what he wants. Just to thank God.
Any more comments? The line is still open.
Yeah, Brother Deacon can go ahead and pray for everybody.
Amen. Thanks once again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Then we'll close out.
All right. Maybe Deacon has gone back to work, you think? I don't hear him responding. Call me when the line is over if you have a minute.
Okay. You can go ahead
Are
and play close up. You can this. I'm indisposable right now. You can pray and close us out because Deacon, his phone is not pulling in on something because he says a lot of rain. He's getting a lot of rain there. Just pray and close us out. I'll call you after I get free.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done today and every day, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have done everything for us, God. And we appreciate you. We appreciate your word, God. We appreciate what you do. We thank you, our shepherd. We thank you, Lord. And, Father, we pray for everyone that came to this line today, God. We pray for all of those that heard around the world. We pray, God, that this word today just helped us to hear that we must all, everybody, all of us, must examine ourselves each day. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, And Father, we pray for us all to prosper in health.
Yes, Lord.
Prosper in all things and health, even as our soul prospers, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will keep, God, keep us in your secret, Lord God. Keep us, oh God, the wicked wiles of the enemy, God, as we all need your protection, Father God. Father God, I pray for those that are in the air right now flying. My daughter will be boarding a plane at around 3 or 4 o'clock, Lord. But we pray for everybody who's in the air flying from one destination to another. We pray for those to be safe, Father. We pray for those who are on trains and, on, you know, all those who are traveling on the water and traveling by car. Father God, we ask that your grace keep them, that your mercy be with them, Lord, on the road. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Father, we're praying for the sick to be healed, Lord, by your stripes. Lord, we're praying for the hungry to be fed, Lord. We're praying for the homeless to have shelter, Father, and for those who are downtrodden, for those who are brokenhearted, God, that you heal their hearts. Father, for those who are grieving, that you, Father God, comfort them in their grief today in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for being our helper in every endeavor, Father. For we know when we follow you, Lord, that you are with us always and that you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So, Lord God, we just thank you, God, that we are covered. We are covered by your blood, covered by our Holy Redeemer. We thank you so much, Lord. Father, those who are trying to make a decision which way to go, God. Father God, we pray you give them wisdom. Father God, to know which way to go, to follow you, Jesus. Oh, God, even those that are following you, God, decisions, big decisions that they have to face, Lord. We pray that you weigh on their minds, God, and that you give them that wisdom they need to make the right decision and not to be indecisive, but just to look to you, Father, for the answer. Because, Lord God, you have all the answers. We don't know anything compared to you, Lord. We are just simply zero without you, God. And so, God, we ask you to keep us as the head and not the tail, to keep us above only and not beneath. Oh, God, that we will continue to be blessed in this city, blessed in this world, blessed when we come and when we go. Yes, oh, God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, for all that you have done to keep us, oh, God, moving in the right direction, moving in righteousness, staying on the narrow path of righteousness, oh, God. Oh, God, that we never look to the left or to the right, God, because it's so narrow, God. We know we could easily slip if we don't keep our minds on you. So, Father, help us to keep our mind in the right place. Hallelujah. In place, in your word, doing what you say to do, your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, because we know we do have a will, God. But, Father God, I pray that everybody in the sound of our voice just choose life. Oh, because when we choose life, oh God, we know we'll have life and life more abundantly through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, our Holy Redeemer. We thank you, our Lord, our Holy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, God, as we give all our care to you, that only you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Above all, we ask or think, oh God, according to the power that works within us, Father. We thank you, God, for that power, for the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for greater is God in us than he that's in the world, oh God. We are so grateful to know that we are never alone, that you are the vine and we are the branches, that we are branching. We have branched out through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I pray that our roots continue to get deeper and deeper, that we stay rooted, stay grounded in your word, oh God, and not fall for the deception, not fall for the lies of the devil, oh God, but that we would just keep on, oh God, falling down to our knees, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Falling for everything that you said to do, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and that our hearts continue, oh God, to be full of your love, full of kindness and compassion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so that, God, that when we
that we come around others, God, that they will see you. They'll see your light, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. They'll see the way of righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They'll see that their way is not right, God, but your way is all good. Your way is all right. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we bless your holy name now, God. We ask you to strengthen your saints, strengthen
yes,
those
Lord.
That are
yes.
walking, oh God,
yes,
walking
yes.
in righteousness, oh God. Strengthen us, God. We cannot
yes,
do it without
yes.
you, Father God. But
yes,
we know
Lord.
That we are weak, but you are strong, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for that strength today to go on and to press, oh God, so that we one day will get that prize that you have for us, get that wonderful gift, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have prepared for us in heaven, oh God, the
yes.
gifts that you have, oh God, things we have not even seen, oh God, that you have prepared for us. Father, we thank you, God, keep us, our keeper, our helper, our everything, Jesus Christ. We bless you. Lord, we ask you to watch over our family, our children, God. Oh,
yes.
God, that you will cover our children, Father God. Oh, God, that you will cover the elderly, Lord. Some of them suffering so bad, oh, God. So are some of them are abandoned and misused and abused, oh, God. Oh, God, some of them are falling for all kinds of things, oh, God, all kinds of scams. God, we ask you to protect our elderly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
oh, Father
yes.
God, that the church would step it up and take care of the elderly. Take care of the widows. Take care of the orphans, oh, God, because this is the fast that you have chosen, oh, God. Oh, God, that we will sacrifice, oh, God, and give unto you what you have asked us to do, God, what you have commanded us to do in your word, Father. Help us, God, to pray and to fast and to, oh, God, to come and do it all, not just some of it, God, that we don't walk halfway, God, that we go all the way to Jesus. In your holy name, we pray, God. Hallelujah, that we never compromise in the name of Jesus Christ, God, but we can't do it without you, Father, so we thank you today. Strengthen the apostle, whatever he's doing, God, leading him and guiding him, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and his family, God. Bless all of our families, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those blessings. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless Prophetess Millie as she is out there, Father God, doing some business. Father, we ask you that you keep her. Keep her in what she's doing, God, and get them back to their destination safe in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for all of your goodness, all of your mercy, all of your grace, and your loving kindness, God, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We pray for our brothers and sisters over there in India, Africa, all around the world, God. Those that are suffering, and even those that are doing well, God. We still need you to keep us, God. Even when we're doing well, oh, God, we still have need of you, Father God, because we know, God, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we would have nothing. So we thank you, God, for touching them, touching the suffering over there, God, in these places where your missionaries are suffering. God, we ask you to keep them safe, God, while they're on that mission that you have given to them, Lord, to do. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, Lord, that they have given their life in dedication to your word, Father, for the work of the kingdom. Father, God, keep us working. Keep us, God, giving us holy, more of your holiness, God, more of your word, God, more revelation knowledge, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, God. Oh, God, keep our children that's living on these campuses, oh, God. Oh, God, the college students, Father God, that are living out there, and they are among so many things that could tempt them, Lord. God, we just ask you to keep them, God, that they not be tempted, that they not do any evil, that the evil one will not be able to destroy them, oh, God. Hallelujah. We speak and say that the devil cannot have our children, cannot have our family, cannot have anything that you've given to us or anybody that you've put into our lives, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we thank you for that, Lord God. We pray for the government, God. We pray for you to raise up leaders, oh God, that will do your will in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We pray for justice, Father God. We pray for justice in the system, for there is so much injustice, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are the God of justice and righteousness, oh God. We pray for those that have to go before the court. We pray for those that have to go before some of these judges. Even some of the judges are evil, God, and they only want to do wrong. They don't want to do right, oh, God, especially by certain ones, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. For some, there is no justice in the system, but there is justice with you, Lord. We ask you, our righteous, we ask you, oh God, Jesus Christ, to be their counselor in the courtroom. My God, in the name of Jesus, and that the innocent be released in the name of Jesus, and that there be no unfair sentences in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for that. Glory to God. And Father, we ask you, oh Father God, that nobody else, oh God, be touched with that coronavirus, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, or be touched by diseases, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we know there are many sick, God, but we know you can keep us safe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, safe from all wickedness, safe from the wiles of the devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. But even when things happen, Father God, we know that no evil will befall us because you said so. In your word, in Jesus Christ's name, Father, we thank you, Lord. Now we pray for your church. He said, pray for Jerusalem. We pray for your holy city. That's your church. That's your people, oh God. We pray for peace, hallelujah, among us.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, that we remember that we are supposed to be instruments of peace. We are supposed to be peacemakers and meek and humble. Father God, keep us humble in the name of Jesus, God, as we cast our cares upon you, God. Oh, God, that you, oh God, will work it all out, Father God. Hallelujah for us in the name of Jesus. You said, God, you would lift us up in due time. Father, we thank you for the lifting now. We thank you for lifting us up, oh God, in every area, God. You know all our needs, God. You know, Father God, everything about us, God. You even know about needs that we don't know we have, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, God, for taking care of it all because you are almighty, all-sufficient God. And we bless you, we praise you, protect our black brothers from the wickedness of the evil one that want to kill us. They want to kill them. They're killing them all the time, God. Father God, we ask you to protect them in the name of Jesus, God, because that genocide is out there, Lord God. But, Lord God, we know you are the God of righteousness, a powerful God. And, Father, we ask you to cover our men. Cover us all, God, because we're not prejudiced. From time to time, all of us experience some injustice or some unrighteousness. But, God, we thank you that the experience with you overrides everything, overrides every evil. We thank you, God, for delivering us all from evil. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 And that concludes our service. We want to thank you all once again for coming to sup with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. And we're out. Thank you, Apostle, once again. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
God bless. God bless you. God bless you on the word. God bless.
God bless. God bless you.
God bless you on the word and keep on keeping on keeping the word. Let God send it and use you. Do more work. Give your word someday. It's coming. It's come on next time. Thank God for you. Thank God and pray you're my love you, and one of these days I'm going to regulate on the word. Next time I do better. I evolve, do better next time. On the message. Next time. God send me bless doing the word. So he's choosing you, so he is discovered.
Example,
probably Miller is the vessel as well. Possibly everyone is on this chat line is his vessel, and I wish everyone could come and encourage. But you know, the Bible always said, in the book of Matthew said, two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. And he is in the midst. And we just use what we got on the church line. Call God, that's what God, he pleased. He pleased who on the church line.
Nigger HD, download free, no virus, nigger.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just came on. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We send you straight back to hell from which you came. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against any of us.
That was that same guy, but he had a number that I didn't recognize. New number, 517-373-2676. I didn't recognize the number, but I got that number now.
Yes,
I got that number now. When he come again, I'll catch him early. He can't be in there.
God got his number.
When
you do what's right and you got Jesus on your side, the enemy comes in and do crazy stuff. He's insane.
That's right.
And that just lets us know that you're doing something right. Amen? Because if you was doing wrong, he wouldn't bother you.
Yes.
So that just lets you know something is right with your walk. Hallelujah. Yes. Something is right with blog talk. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because people come against blog talk because we're doing what's right. We're the real church of God. And there are some real churches of God still. Even though we talk about the unsaved and the backslidden church and the falling away, God's got a remnant. God's got a remnant, and we're standing for Christ, and nothing is going to take us down. Nothing.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, we stand every evil word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No weapon is formed against any of us in God's church. God's church, I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ, going to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And everybody that come against God, got to pay.
Right.
Got to pay.
You come against the people of God, you got to pay.
That's right.
You got to pay. You got to
pay.
And God is the one. God is the one that's going to do it. He's the one that's going to judge it. He's the one that's going to send out the correction. Hallelujah. And he destroyed. The wicked is already destroyed. Jesus destroyed him on the cross. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
None of that don't scare us. We're not bothered by it. Glory be to God. God
already
took care of it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. You going to, if the show's going to pay. That's right.
Lord have mercy.
Show going to pay. We're going to reap what they sow.
Wow. Apostle, you're troubling the devil kingdom today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why he's so mad.
Yeah.
Like I say, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but him.
That old book is messed up right now.
Every time we hear something stupid, we just know because we're doing something right.
Yeah.
We're doing what's right by God.
That's right.
And that's the reason why all that foolishness comes.
Yeah.
But God got us covered, Apostle. We covered.
That's right.
He ain't about to shut nobody down. He's sure not going to shut us down.
That's
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Well, I ain't it. You ain't in. Anybody mad but the devil. Anybody mad but the devil.
That's right.
Yeah. Lying, that's a lying rascal right there. Yeah, it's a lie, yeah. Truth ain't in it. Hey. Black dog. Yeah. Black dog. Yes, Lord, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, hey, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Life. You ain't even in it. My God. Yes, Lord.
Devil doing. He mad at us. I want you all to have a blessed day. Apostle already prayed us out. We're going to get out of here. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. I believe Prophetess Millie is bringing the word tomorrow.
Yes.
And we will see you all on tomorrow. Have a blessed day and a safe day. And let us keep each other in prayer.
Yeah.
You see, the devil is mad at us, so we got to really, really stay in prayer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Even if you don't hear my voice, pray for me. I don't hear your voice, I'm praying for you. So let us keep each other in prayer. Let us keep the church of God in prayer. Because the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, and his job is to try to hinder us, okay?
Yeah.
So I love you guys so much. I'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless you. God bless.
God bless.